There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. And I think all of you know that you can always call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, independent of what we're talking about, maybe on Facebook or anything else, that the program really is designed to be as responsive to y'all as possible. But sitting around waiting to see what you're going to call about would mean us whistling a lot of Dixie. So, Manny, are you a good whistler? I'm not a very good whistler.
Oh, I can't whistle at all.
Okay, so that's the problem. If Manny could whistle, we could do that. So what that means, you didn't see Trevor's chicken dance last week. It was National Chicken Dance Day, and Trevor just brought down, you know, just brought down the roof. I mean, he was amazing.
Brought down the house, huh?
Yeah, and then we had National Pizza Day for him as well.
I can't whistle, and I can't snap my fingers either.
You can't snap your fingers?
Nope. I've never, in my 31 years on this earth, I've never been able to do that.
See, if you were here, I'd teach you to do that. Can you?
My
can
sister's been trying to teach me forever, and I just, it's something.
Just doesn't work. Can you curl your tongue?
I'm actually trying to do it right now. I think I can.
All right. Can you do that Spock thing where you take
The live long and prosper?
Yeah, can you do that?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely.
Okay, because some people can do that. Can you then go from the live long and prosper to putting the two middle fingers together and having your index and pinky separate without touching it? Can you switch them back and forth?
Wait. What? Say that again?
Right. So live long and prosper is your thumb out, your index finger and your pinky separate, and then your large finger and your ring finger together, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, can you move your ring finger to your pinky and your big finger to your index finger without touching them? Just moving them? We have some work to do with you, Manny.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I think I can.
Well, do it. I mean, you can just try it right this very moment.
So wait, your ring finger.
All right, do your
I'm trying to do it right now. I'm not making. I'm trying to make sure that I'm actually doing it.
All right, you've got your first finger, your second finger separate. Then you've got your third finger and the fourth finger together, and your pinky separate. Right?
Yeah.
Now
that's the Vulcan sign, right?
Exactly. That's live long and prosper. Okay.
Yeah,
which it turns out, did you know that's actually an Orthodox Jewish something or other?
Mm-hmm.
I talked with Leonard Nimoy about it once, and he said that's where it came from. But it's an ancient kind of blessing. All right, now move the two fingers that are together apart so they're close to the two fingers that were separate without touching them with the other hand. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right, well, then you're okay. That's another skill that some people have, some people don't.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm doing that right
now. All right.
All right. We're good.
All right, so I have to tell you. Yeah, right. Chicken dance. I'm going to make you do the chicken dance. So at one point, years ago, I was interviewing somebody, I don't remember who it was, and I said, you know, I have a real hard time telling my left hand from my right hand. And they said, no, it's really simple. You just take your hand and you take your left hand and you put your fingers toward the ceiling and your thumb toward the wall at a right angle, and your left hand will make an L. And I said, no, it's a backward L, which means I've done the wrong hand. Folks, I should probably not tell these stories if I'm asking you to call and get sage and wise advice, right? Well, piffle. All right, so today I thought we'd look at something that NASA is already encouraging you to do, but things have to be feasible, economic, and not much reliance on the Earth, of saying, if you were going to, what are your ideas for colonizing Mars? And it turns out that NASA is asking a slightly different question than that, but it's close enough, that we're saying, let's see, what did we say? We said...
We just asked, how would you colonize Mars?
Yeah, how would you colonize Mars? So it's close enough. Ours is, we'll give you thinking more outside the box. So what would you do if you're going to colonize Mars?
Well, I would probably, I guess I would probably do what they're trying to do, is just send a couple people out there to try and, you know, kind of get the ball rolling, I guess.
Well, I think they're talking, the original thing that I remember thinking about was they're doing a, like, the same thing that they did for the astronauts. Which they have, it's not a competition as much as you have to apply.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be at a certain age. Let's see if we can, I'll see if I can find it. NASA applications. Application, applicant guide, application for Mars. See, look, what do we do without Google? All right, a one-way ticket to Mars. All right, so that's the first problem, all right? Excuse me. And this was has been, I'm sorry, something just got my throat. I will try and pretend I'm on Mars and I'm on my own about this, all right? So you're not coming back. So that's presumably one. So you're not going to have family here. So you have to be single.
See, that would be the tough thing for me is, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're somebody who doesn't really have family anymore, I guess it's easier to maybe do something like that. But
I mean, look,
imagine that. I can't imagine going to Mars and basically telling my family, okay, you're never going to see me again type of thing, you know, unless you come up to Mars with me.
Well, they might be able to.
Yeah.
So that's an idea of extended families, which is not a bad idea. So write down extended families. That's one good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're thinking, obviously, in terms of couples. The idea is that their departure is scheduled for 2022. So I thought it was 15. So they gave another 7 years. So that's it's 7 years. No, 17 years. No, this is 2015. It's 7 years. That's pretty quick. Landing 7 months later in 2023. They'll finish out their lives on Mars. So, you know, I think the first thing I would do is do families, right? Because they're thinking about sort of presumably young astronauts, but families make some sense.
Yeah.
All right? All right, so that's first. They said there have to be a crematorium, which is a little... I mean, I suppose that's. I mean, what are you going to do? I don't know if you can bury people because it sounds like there's soil. It's not soil like we think about it.
Right.
They've gotten 10,000 emails from interested people. One-way ticket is possible because it reduces cost, and the technology for return flight doesn't exist. Well, there is that. No new inventions are needed to land humans on Mars, just to get them back. They said the biggest obstacles are financial. Some sponsors hope to gain more via media coverage. It's not clear whether they'll get enough money and time. Can the kinks in having a sustainable system for people to survive in such a harsh environment be worked out? Questions of reliability and robustness have to be answered before we leave Earth. Said the Paragon Space Development Corporation, which builds life support systems and is joining the Mars One effort. I think it'd be incredibly exciting to work on it. I'd love to work on it. You have to be 18 or older. There's an application fee, $38. I wonder how they came up with 38. For U.S. applicants, the money will be used to fund the mission. At 38 bucks a pop, why don't they make it just like 50 or something? But never mind. They want to build a colony to be able to grow with ever-expanding crew, testing the technology that would transport people and things. They want to launch a supply mission as early as, are you ready for this? October 2016. It's next year.
Wow.
A settlement rover will land in 2018. The landing system will be tested 8 times before they're used to transport humans, which would make this much safer than moon missions, which is true. They didn't really test the landing very much before moon missions. The budget comes in at about $6 billion. That's for the first crew that goes there. But if you figure we're spending $1 billion a day in Iraq, then $6 billion doesn't seem like a huge price tag.
Yeah.
The Curiosity, which we were talking about before, which is the biggest robot to ever transverse Mars, is $2.5 billion. So I think $6 billion is probably a conservative estimate. All right, they're not going to give you the itemized budget because there's too much competition. We will certainly not send couples. He said he's not going to go because his girlfriend won't come. All right, so give me some idea. What, you know, how'd you deal with Mars? Or give me a holler about anything else. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so we're asking you about Mars, and they're saying that they're not going to send couples. Huh. That seems kind of bizarre. I guess the idea being that maybe couples would break up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if you send a couple up there that, and then all of a sudden they want to break up because, you know, for whatever reason they're not getting along or.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised about that. We will certainly not send couples. Each flight will carry 2 men and 2 women, so reproduction on Mars would be feasible, but not intended. Oh, please. Mars One intends for a second crew to join the first one in 2025, and more will follow regularly. Fresh meat, yeah. So they're only going to send 4 people to begin with. See, I think 4 is probably an unstable number to be quite off, quite dangerous. They're saying 501 days in space with your spouse. Could you handle it? it's not only in space. I mean, it's locked in a little, you know, a little space capsule.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, it's an interesting idea. They said it. They checked to make sure that they were serious. They didn't want his company to be named because they didn't want to damage the country's relationship with Mars One. But this is a Dutch company that's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I mean, I think the United States gets a little snotty about it because they're saying it's, you know, it's not their program.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's not, you know, if it's not ours, then it's, we're not
gonna. Yeah, how good could it be? Well, can you say Sputnik? Yeah, so with space opening up to the private sector, many companies, large and small, are trying to get on the game. Mars One's idea is one of the most audacious. As far as getting to Mars, they said they're in discussion with SpaceX, the company that has now completed 2 commercial cargo missions to the International Space Station. The idea would be to use a slightly enlarged version of the Dragon capsule and land with retro propulsion, not by parachute. Yeah, parachuting into Mars? I don't think so. Mars astronauts will face a lonely life of danger, subsisting for extended periods on dried and canned food. They'll get some of their water by recycling their urine. Well, that's a common thing. They'll have to take care of sickness and injuries themselves, which means at least one of the people will probably be a physician. There will be emergencies and deaths. We need to make sure that crew members can continue without those people. I mean, it is an interesting notion. I mean, to a certain extent, it's almost like, I suppose the pioneers, except that they knew that the Earth was habitable in theory, but there were certainly alien life forms as far as the pioneers were concerned, and there were Native Americans who were not thrilled with people coming in. People think that that people are very close to finding another Earth, one that's very similar to the conditions here. At which point, if that's what happens, then I think that they'll divert from Mars. Because I don't think most people feel Mars is all that habitable. It's
right.
Just close. Mars astronauts will have to be mentally fit to deal with the unusual stresses. Their psychological skills will be the main selection criteria we'll use, except you're training people to deal with things that you have no idea about, nor do they. 40 astronauts will undergo 7 years of training, which means they're going to have to be pretty young when they start. The flight to Earth's neighbor with its barren red desert landscape and thin carbon dioxide atmosphere sounds almost worse than a lifetime on it. The crew of the 4 will be cooped up on a rocket for 7 months with a limited supply of food and water. Might also smell bad. Showering with water will not be an option. I don't know. This is getting less and less interesting. Mars plans to fund the mission partly from the sales of technology developed during the mission. It will share it with potential suppliers, which Mars One lists on its website. Media coverage will provide the main funding for the mission. I'd watch that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Publicity is the key, well, at least to begin with. Then if it's the same, you sort of get bored.
Mm-hmm.
Media event begins now with the casting of the astronauts. It's kind of like the ultimate reality show, right?
Yeah.
And not unlike the televised events of the Olympic Games, they intend to maintain an ongoing global media front, from astronaut selection to training from liftoff to landing.
Yeah, the training is what I would really be.
It'd be fun.
Seeing. Yeah, just
yeah I'd love to be involved with
sort
that.
Of do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're saying it's going to be a hit for decades on Earth, whether any financial crisis or war on Earth. If humans land on Mars, everyone will want to watch. It'll be bigger than the Olympic Games. Well, who knows? I mean, it depends. Watching the same people do the same thing over and over. But they're, you know, they're sort of being aggressive about it. So there you go.
I'd be curious as to how much communication would be possible. You know, like once you know, you get the four people and you get them on Mars and they're there for, you know, they're going to be there for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
I wonder, I'd be curious as to how much communication or what type of communication. I mean, we're talking, what, it'd be, what, 2023 when they would get up there?
Yeah. I believe in 2022.
Yeah. So obviously, I mean, you'd like to think, you know, technology will be different, you know, 8 years from now, but
yeah,
I'd just be curious as to how, what type of communication, you know, how, and how much there would actually be for.
Well, I assume it'd be like Big Brother, you know, like one of the reality shows.
Yeah.
In that, you know, that they'd have cameras there all the time, and people could watch it or not watch it. I mean, I assume that that's how they do it. Although with Big Brother, they edit it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. It's all sorts of interesting stuff. A little hard to tell exactly what's going to be going on at this particular moment, but it is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to be involved in the training program because I, you know, worked on training the astronauts for moon landings. Maybe I should get in touch with them. Maybe let me, because I think that would be really fun. I don't particularly want to go. The 7 months. I don't like. Look, I'm probably not going to go to China anytime soon because the idea of being in an airplane for 22 hours just isn't very appealing.
See, and my thing is the idea of not being able to come back. That's what kind of troubles me about it is,
well,
going up there and never, you know, and basically you're up there for life. Like even if I was going to go up there to live up there, I would still like the option of being able to come back.
I think people are going to assume, whether it's true or not, is that at some point that there will, the technology will exist to bring them back.
Back,
but you can't, yeah, you can't assume that, and you can't assume that it will be in your lifetime.
Right.
So that's, you know, I mean, but I think there are some assumptions inherent in that, that or people, they may not be accurate assumptions, but I think that that's probably part of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so let's hear what people are saying about Mars. It is an interesting, I mean, it is kind of an exciting thing to think about. And I think I'm going to send them a resume saying, well, I'd love to be able to train people. I don't know if they'd let me do that. It'd still be fun. It was fun before, so.
Robert says, I would colonize the moon and set up a base there. And then he says, send rovers and supply ships unmanned to Mars so the supplies will already be there. And then from the moon, have a launch system to be able to send people to the moon.
Robert, you know, I think we're going to have to hire you. I mean, you're so practical, and they are going to send supply vehicles ahead of time. That, let's put Robert on there. We want Robert to be on the team. I mean, I think that's great. We'll be back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so we're talking about Mars and how you would colonize it. And was his name Richard? Was that who it was? Was our
Robert.
Robert had some really great ideas, I thought.
Yeah, he said, one, I would colonize the moon and set up a base there.
Yep.
And he says, two, send rovers and supply ships unmanned to Mars so the supplies will already be there. And three,
which they're going to do. Yeah.
And then three, then from the moon, have a launch system to be able to send people to the moon.
Well, I wonder if that would cut off, how much time that would cut off. Because what does it take? A week or something to get to the moon. I guess it wouldn't cut a substantial amount of time if you're talking about 7 months. Because it doesn't take, you know, if it cut off half the time. But it is a little closer. But the question is, do you remember how long it took for people? They would do an orbit around the Earth. I think it only took, let's see how long it says. time to reach the moon. Time to reach the moon. Let's see what it says. Because I don't think it's going to significantly reduce the amount of time. How long does it take to get to the moon?
I thought it was like a week, wasn't it, typically?
They said we're fairly quick. Took 3 days to reach the moon, Apollo mission. So basically, in 3 days, it doesn't take a significant enough amount off, 7 months off. So the idea of launching from there, the supply ship idea, the middle idea was, you're absolutely right, and they're already going to do that. All right, that's number one. Number two, the idea of having to do dual launches where one, one is going to take 7 months and only takes, it could take less than a week off of it, probably doesn't make any sense because you're going to have to talk about double launches, and launches are expensive. I mean, the fuel alone. So that's not probably going to work. But the idea of sending supplies ahead, I like the idea of there being kind of a middle ground to launch from, but realistically it doesn't sound like there is one unless you built a space station. But, for to be realistic, if they're talking about 7 months in a space capsule, 600 days, it couldn't be 600 days. 600 days would be 2 years. Do you remember how many days they said it was going to be? Well, we figure 7 months is 200. 7 months is basically 210 days.
Yeah.
So didn't they say 600 days in one thing? Did I misread that?
And that's...
If I can find it again.
That's almost too... Well...
That's a year and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe they're talking about coming and going, but they're not. That's not what they're talking about at all.
Hmm.
All right, let me see if I can find the... Because I thought it said 601 days, and it's not. It's not anywhere near that. So let's see if I can find it again. Oh, all these complicated things for me to do. All right. No, that's not it. All right. Dirty Dishes Day, that's today. All right, anyway, let's keep going about this. But you're obviously thinking about it in useful ways. It turns out if it only takes 3 days to get to the moon, then it doesn't take a significant enough time off the total amount to really be very useful.
Yep. Margo says, I wouldn't colonize Mars. I would invest more effort and money into protecting what we have here on Earth.
Well, that's one of the things that apparently this Dutch company is talking about. And that was the same issue that people talked about with NASA and the space program of, why are we spending all that money? But, I mean, look, if we're talking about the choice of spending $6 billion to go to Mars or $6 billion to keep troops in Afghanistan, guess which I choose? So, I mean, and it doesn't necessarily have to be either or. And the space program, obviously, really ignited the nation in terms of patriotism, in terms of some industry that Velcro, for example, and Tang both came out of the space program. So there's a lot, one of my favorite examples, and Teflon. I mean, so there are a whole lot of things that were very practical that came out of the space program.
Let's see. Amy says they're going to need to figure out how to get microbes into the soil or nothing will grow. I wonder if some of the lichens that grow in extreme environments like the Antarctic would grow there. It will add oxygen to the atmosphere and maybe start the cycle of plant microbe needed to grow bigger and more complex plants, eventually creating a heavier, more oxygen-rich atmosphere.
We got to send this woman. She's terrific.
Although Mars has no magnetic field, which, from what I understand, protects somehow from solar radiation, I think that's true, she says.
Well, she's clearly a scientist thinking in terms of not only of sustainability, of improving the living environment. Good for her. I think you guys are doing terrific.
Just a few more here. Tracy says, and this is actually what I was thinking of when I first saw the story. Tracy says, all I can think of is Total Recall, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Remember?
Although that movie, I think, took place a lot further into the future.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Than 2023. So.
Yeah.
So the idea is that maybe,
Where's Sharon Stone when we need her?
Yeah, yeah. Tony says, I say leave Mars alone.
Any particular reason?
She does not elaborate, but she just says, I say leave Mars alone.
Well, I mean, the idea, presumably there are a number of issues here. First of all, just scientific exploration. And you could argue, well, you know, we might as well, there are parts of this Earth that are unexplored, which is true. There are parts of the ocean that have not really been explored very much, which is true. But I think the notion also, well, there are two notions. One is just curiosity. It's not accidental that they named the rover to Mars Curiosity, because I think we are curious about what else is out there, number one. Number two, there's some very practical survival issues that have to do with what if we do, in fact, use up Earth resources? And not only have there been all these doomsday movies that have been made, but it's obviously something. Look, Hollywood doesn't really lead, it follows. So, because Hollywood needs to figure out how to capitalize on our fantasies and our fears and our expectations and our dreams, and that's what it does. So the very fact that there have been all these movies about post-apocalyptic kind of where there's not enough water, there's not enough food, there's not enough gasoline. Did you know that Pitch Perfect wiped out Mad Max over the weekend?
Really?
Yeah, someone unexpectedly made half again more. Made, I think, $60-some million dollars or something over the weekend. I mean, 3D was, I think it was on slightly fewer screens, but and Mad Max did fairly well. But
right.
But the word was that it pitch slapped them, which was kind of rude. But yeah, but I never would have seen that coming. I mean, I thought they were both fun, and I said, you know, if the apocalypse and noise and car chases aren't your thing, then you're going to enjoy it. But I thought they did a pretty good job. The first 15 minutes, you're thinking, oh, please. But then, as I said, it's a stupid movie with a very smart premise, which is all of us love the doo-wop music, and all of us boomers, and I think the rest of everybody as well, love seeing groups move in synchronicity with one another. That's really fun. And they do that about every 5 minutes. It's like they have a formula. Okay, we don't really care about the plot here. I mean, the plot is ridiculous, but let's get another group singing something cool, and then let's get Rebel Wilson to do something outrageous. Okay, another song. Okay, Rebel again. Another song. Okay, some other couple that we don't actually care about. Okay, let's put Rebel in. And that's what they did. And so it's a fun movie to watch. And it was, apparently, women went out to the movies more than men, because Mad Max was clearly focused on males and Pitch Perfect on females. But it was surprising to me. I thought they would both do well, and they both were seeing, but I expected Mad Max to beat Pitch Perfect. So we'll see what happens next weekend.
Hmm.
But it did, and they beat him almost 2-1.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so the idea, my point being, that if Hollywood is talking about the apocalypse, now, granted, the first Mad Max movie was done, in 1979, which is 36 years ago, by the same guy, the same George Miller. But and the visuals are terrific, but it is noisy, and it is a guy movie, and I think it's a little longer than Pitch Perfect. I think Pitch Perfect is under 2 hours, and I think the Mad Max is over two. But there's still, I mean, no matter how you look at it, the girls came through in fine fettle, in fine pitch. But the idea being that these are things that we're worried about, of running out of resources, of running out of space. And so the idea that they're looking for Earth-like places, or that we try and figure out. I mean, look, people have been fascinated about Mars forever. So if you don't believe me, ask Orson Welles. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM, with custom solutions for any size business. Imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Or we're talking about Mars today. About, first of all, I didn't even ask people would they go, but I figured that's a yes or no. I have the feeling that some of you folks who responded might go. I'd love to work on it. I'd love to work on the training part of it. But, you know, I doubt that they'd let me do it part-time. And I'm not really ready to give you guys up for Lent yet, so. But maybe I should apply and just see. Maybe I could come down and do occasional stuff or something. Go down to, I don't know where they're training. Maybe Houston.
Yeah, probably.
Because when I trained the astronauts, I went to New Orleans once, I went to Schenectady, I think. No, Syracuse. I went to Syracuse once. They came to me a lot when I was in Boston. They would come up there to train. So I went to school. I'd gone to NASA for the first time when I was in school in Texas, but I didn't, you know, I was a kid then, so I didn't really do very much. Just went, and I've been to Cape Canaveral for launch, which is, if you ever get a chance to go for a launch, go for a launch. I mean, they're really one of those experiences of a lifetime. They're just, because, you know, we've seen them on television, but you have to remember that a camera aperture can only open so wide. Your eye can register a great deal more, and it's just an extraordinary experience. You really should go. And plus, it was always something I was interested in. Okay, so let's finish up. I mean, you guys have done, I was just saying to Manny, you guys have done a fantastic job of thinking about this in kind of spiritual ways and very practical ways and economic ways of self-sufficiency, which, I mean, some of you guys should really go and think about sending your ideas to NASA, because they're really smart. Okay, 855-993-7569. Understand that even if you're planning to stay on planet Earth, we'll still take your phone calls. 855. I wonder if people can call from Mars. 855-993-7569. Hi, Dr. Joy. You know, I've been in a space capsule for 7 months with these people that I barely know, and they stink, and I think I do too. Listen, if that's any comfort to you, I will tell you, I actually can be somewhat useful about that, because I worked on an archaeology dig in southern France, and we were allowed. Archaeology sounds like it's really romantic. It's incredibly fun, but it is very hard work. You're moving serious amounts of dirt. You're essentially a human plow. And we were allowed one shower a week. And because I would bat my baby blue eyes, sometimes I could get two showers a week. And on the weekends, we worked on Saturday, but on Sunday we would go and explore the caves, the cave paintings. And so you'd be in this cave, this limestone cave, and you'd have your back against one wall, and you could put your arm out with your palm flat against the other wall. So they were very, you know I could get in and out of them, so I didn't have to go in very far, because most of the cave paintings are not very far into the, because it needed light. So they weren't very far into the cave, so my claustrophobia didn't bother me there. And, but you'd smell this terrible smell, and you think, oh my God, something died, and then you think, oh my God, what if it's me? So I'm really sort of used to that. Mentholatum under your nose. And so one of my practical suggestions is the astronauts carry mentholatum to put under their nose, because it wipes out any other smell. All right, let's hear what other people have to say.
Just a couple more here. Stephanie says, I would be a little nervous to inhabit a planet that cannot sustain its own oxygen and water supply. With anything man-made, there is always a chance for catastrophic failure of some kind.
Well, that's true. I mean, it is an issue. I mean, it is dangerous. So, you know, you're talking about, you're talking about some serious risks that, you know, that people are willing to take. I mean, the idea is that they would, obviously, that they would have some kind of habitat in the same way. You know, remember a couple of years ago they did the biosphere? And I think that was partially sort of kind of a preliminary sort of thinking about how do we deal with something like Mars that doesn't have its own atmosphere.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff was really useful, and some of it just really broke down. But psychologically, people had serious problems with it. And they could see out, but they couldn't get out. So, you know, I'm sympathetic with that. Although I think I may have gotten some actual handle on my claustrophobia. I'll let you guys know as time goes on. Because if it works, I'll tell you guys how to do it too. But I don't want to tout it as a solution until I'm sure it works. All right, what else we got?
Stephen just keeps it very simple. When asked how we would colonize Mars, he just says we don't.
Nope, doesn't want to do it, huh?
Doesn't want to.
No reason given?
No reason given. Just says we don't.
I don't want to play. Okay. All right. I'm taking my space capsule and going home. All right. You want to share the one that we had to clean up the act a little bit?
Yeah. This one is from Alan. He says, I'm not sure about Mars, but, and then you can kind of fill in the blank.
Well, you can fill in the blank of some other planet he'd be willing to explore.
You can fill in the blank. Would be a lot more fun to colonize. So,
tacky, 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 Alan. But it's good to know that people look. However you respond, people used to say to me, "Well, you know, I go to bed with you every night," and I would think, whatever works for you. I mean, look, as long as you're involved, I don't care why you're involved. I mean, that's up to you. I'm not sort of the thought police that go along and say, "Well, you have to listen because I'm giving you such important information to run your life." I mean, I'd like it. That may be my fantasy of what I'm doing, but however you listen, it's all right to me. I'm convinced that some people play beat the doc. You know, let's see if I can come up with an answer before she does. And I'm sure that there's some people who listen just so I can raise your blood pressure a little bit, right? Except my program tends not to be that much. You know, I know that there are people who listen to certain talk show hosts because they so virulently and violently disagree with them. I don't know that happens very much around here. We're pretty calm. And I have no problem with people disagreeing with me. So whatever. All right, 855-993-7569. So we've got a holiday. Do you realize the summer technically starts on Memorial Day, which is a week from today? I think it's not the earliest it can be. It's always, the last Monday in May. But so, it's got to be pretty close.
So what you're saying is we're a week away from summer.
Yeah.
Officially.
Yeah.
You know what the temperature is right now in Minnesota, where I'm at?
I knew I was about to get nailed on this. Tell me, oh Manny, or meteorologist Manny, what is it?
44 degrees. It is 44 degrees.
Well, right, you know, it snowed in North Dakota last week.
Yep.
Here it's supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be 60. I think today it was 66 when I woke up this morning, but it's supposed to drop during the day to like 61, and I think it's supposed to be 55 overnight, which is not the same as 43.
Yeah.
I know, this may be the spring that never was, right?
Well, it's like we had some
80 days.
Yeah, we had some 8 days that hit the 80s and some 70s, but today it's like, it's 44 right now. We're only going to top out at 46.
Yeah, that's a little cool.
We're a week away from summer. It's ridiculous.
Don't switch your wardrobes yet, folks. At Don't Plant Your Tulips, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.